Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today, I am going to cover another question about LGBTQ+ community. Let's start. Throughout history, numerous highly imaginative individuals ranging from Beethoven to Britain have not only revolutionized the field of music composition, but also played a significant role in challenging societal norms regarding sexual acceptance. The intricate and multifaceted compositions within classical music have consistently delved into the profound intricacies of sound, with LGBT individuals frequently at the forefront of these explorations. Ludwig van Beethoven. Ludwig van Beethoven, an extraordinarily renowned composer throughout history, appears to have never engaged in a romantic relationship with a woman. However, there is significant evidence indicating his deep affections for several men during his lifetime. Notably, he displayed a longing for his brother Caspar, and following Caspar's demise, he engaged in a legal battle with his sister-in-law in order to secure custody of his nephew Carl. This information has been presented through the research conducted by Richter Norton. The nature of their relationship raises questions about its overall health and dynamics. From Ludwig's perspective, it seemed to resemble a marital bond, although it is apparent that his love may not have always been reciprocated. This is evident in preserved letters where the composer expresses anger when the younger Beethoven would bring other men into their shared living space. George Frideric Handel. The reason behind Handel's rendition of Hallelujah is a topic that lacks sufficient information regarding the relationships the renowned German composer was involved in. However, in her scholarly work Handel as Orpheus, musicologist Ellen T. Harris presents a compelling argument suggesting Handel's homosexuality. Harris arrived at this conclusion through an analysis of his unpublished compositions, and her book provides further substantiation to long-standing rumors regarding his sexual orientation throughout history. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. For many centuries, Russian historians have refuted the idea that Tchaikovsky was homosexual. However, in recent times, Eastern perspectives have begun to acknowledge that the profound sentiment expressed in the composer's music may have stemmed from his homosexual inclinations. Surprisingly, even Russian President Vladimir Putin, known for his support of laws against homosexuality, now recognizes Tchaikovsky's sexual orientation. Historian Richter Norton highlights numerous correspondences between Tchaikovsky and both his brother and nephew that provide evidence of his attraction towards individuals of the same sex. Jean-Baptiste Lully. Lully, a notorious libertine, served as a composer, musician, and renowned dancer in the esteemed court of King Louis XIV of France. His homosexual orientation was widely acknowledged and accepted within the court. It is documented in George Haggerty's Encyclopedia of Gay Histories and Cultures that Lully engaged in a well-known romantic relationship with Brunette, a prominent music page in the royal court. However, when Lully fell out of favor with the king, Brunette was subsequently incarcerated. Colin McPhee. Canadian composer Colin McPhee made significant contributions to the neoclassical era by incorporating the traditional music of Java and Bali into Western musicology. Additionally, he was an active member of New York's gay cultural circles, residing in a brownstone alongside esteemed gay artists such as Britten and W.H. Auden. Virgil Thomson. The contemporary composer played a pivotal role in shaping the distinct American style during the period of classical music. Despite lacking a reputation for open-mindedness, Thomson's detainment in 1942 occurred during a police operation targeting a homosexual establishment in close proximity to the Brooklyn Navy Yard, as stated by biographer Anthony Tomazini. Leonard Bernstein. Bernstein, often recognized as a music luminary with significant influence on popular culture in America, was referred to as the reigning figure in the realm of music by the New York Times at the time of his passing. In intimate correspondences, his wife, Felicia, candidly acknowledged her awareness of his same-sex attractions and their impact on their relationship. She acknowledged his steadfast identity as a homosexual, emphasizing the potential challenges of leading a clandestine life while emphasizing the importance of his emotional well-being, physical health, and overall psychological equilibrium. Giancarlo Minaudi. Upon the passing of Minaudi in 2007, The Independent became more forthright in acknowledging the nature of the relationship. Minaudi's remarkable accomplishments in the field of music would forever be etched in memory. Additionally, he was honored with two prestigious Pulitzer Prizes during his lifetime, for his notable works, namely The Consul and The Saint of Bleecker Street. Samuel Barber. Barber, a highly accomplished composer in the 20th century, garnered both financial success and critical acclaim. His remarkable achievements include winning the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for Music on two occasions. The first award was bestowed upon his opera Vanessa, while the second recognized his exceptional concerto for piano and orchestra. Additionally, Barber formed an influential partnership with fellow composer Giancarlo Minaudi, which was widely regarded as a significant force within the classical music community. Their connection, originating during their studies at the Curtis Institute of Music, eventually evolved into a lifelong companionship. However, it is worth noting that Barber's obituary in the New York Times referred to Minaudi solely as his longtime friend. Michael Tippett. Tippett, a highly productive composer renowned for his compositions like The Vision of St. Augustine, also stood out among a small number of European composers during the mid-20th century for openly acknowledging his sexual orientation and engaging in public relationships with individuals of both genders. He described his partner Wilfried Franks as a significant influence in shaping his unique musical style and artistic expression. Arcangelo Corelli. Corelli is recognized in contemporary times as the pioneer of contemporary violin technique, having gained significant renown on a global scale in the late 17th century. Present-day historians widely posit that he identified as homosexual. He had the privilege of serving Queen Christina of Sweden, a monarch who was known for her lesbian orientation, and he frequented social circles that included Handel. Aaron Copland. Recognized as the esteemed figure among American composers during his lifetime, Copland crafted compositions deeply rooted in Americana, notably including Appalachian Spring and Fanfare for the Common Man. As per biographer Howard Pollack, Copland possessed a strong sense of his own homosexuality from a young age, yet demonstrated minimal inclination to openly acknowledge it. Nevertheless, his artistic contributions would profoundly impact an entire generation of composers. Francis Jean-Marcel Poulenc. Poulenc, a composer from early 20th century France, was known for his resistance against the homophobic Nazis through his music in the 1940s, as mentioned in Daisy Falcourt's Les Six. French historians indicate that he was renowned for pursuing attractive younger men throughout his life. However, there were also a few significant relationships with women, including one that led to a child, suggesting that he could be described as bisexual, despite his attraction being somewhat intermittent. Franz Schubert. Although Schubert was widely recognized for his reputation as a womanizer in his youth, it is highly probable that he had a bisexual orientation, as evidenced by his long-term cohabitation with the gay poet Johann Meyerhofer. Scholar Maynard Solomon conducted extensive research and discovered substantial evidence suggesting that Schubert also harbored profound emotions for his male companion, Franz von Schober. Frédéric Chopin. According to historian Michel Lariviere, it has been revealed that the renowned Polish composer of the 19th century composed love letters addressed to Titus Wojciechowski, which shed light on his sexual orientation. Additionally, there exists evidence of his previous relationships with other male individuals, notably the openly gay Marquis de Custine, who is widely known for his sexual orientation. Ethel Smith. Dame Ethel Smith, a distinguished English composer and advocate for women's suffrage, predominantly formed emotional connections with women throughout her lifetime. In Christopher Wiley's scholarly work, Music and Letters, Smith's deep affection for Virginia Woolf is explicitly disclosed. Additionally, in a letter to the esteemed author Henry Bennett Brewster, she contemplated the reason behind her inclination to passionately love individuals of her own gender rather than yours. Camille Saint-Saëns. The individual responsible for composing Samson and Delilah and the Carnival of Animals was an exceptionally skilled pianist who, at a young age of 10, showcased his talent by performing Beethoven's sonatas. Similarly to Beethoven, Saint-Saëns, as indicated by numerous sources, harbored an attraction towards men, yet he conscientiously refrained from openly discussing this aspect of his life. It was widely speculated that his decision to marry at the age of 40 was motivated by a desire to enhance his public image. Unfortunately, following the tragic loss of two children, he ultimately chose to abandon this marital bond. Benjamin Britten. For a span of 35 years, the prominent British opera composer, widely regarded as the most outstanding of the 20th century, resided with tenor Peter Pears. The pair of musicians shared 3.5 decades together until Britten's demise in 1976. Queen Elizabeth II even extended her sympathies to Pears through a letter of condolence following Britten's passing. Nonetheless, his reputation has been marred by allegations of engaging in child sexual abuse. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.